Hello, hello, hello. I am Dr. Andrea Greiner.
And I'm Katie Corbin.
Welcome to the Dreams to Dollars podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs and professionals who are on their way to actualizing their dreams into reality.
Join us in this lighthearted and unique podcast where we talk about business, success, life, and building a deeper trust in God and the universe.
We are here to elevate the conversation and bring the magic to build your legacy.
We're excited for you to be here. Can't wait to dive in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are so excited you are here and most likely coming from all different places in the world and walks of life and probably having a dream that you would love to continue to actualize or make bigger or bring closer, all of that kind of stuff. So I want to just start off by saying thank you to all of our listeners, wherever you are on the planet. And all the feedback we've been getting about how much this has been helping, these special topics, sometimes they're for some people and others might not resonate as much, but we want to cover all of the bases and really bring forth what Katie and I have found as the mothers, as entrepreneurs, as healers, as business owners, as business coaches, as, you know, we have a lot of in quotation marks titles, and we want to bring all that magic here and just bring this conversation and all the conversations to more people. So I wanted to start off today by thanking all of our audiences and also reading a review. So you guys, thank you so much for writing reviews. It helps us get seen more. It helps us put us at the top of the list and all of that goodness. So if you're listening and you haven't written a review, please go over to Apple and give us a sweet review. Only if you like it, obviously, don't force it. But if you like it, then give us a review. And this is from Spark Me Healthy. And they said, just listen to one of the shows and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Packed full of useful information that was direct rather than full of fillers. Can't wait to listen more. Now, if you know us, you know we're pretty direct. We don't have a lot of fillers. We usually go right to the point and have a conversation around that. So that's really actually, wouldn't you say, Katie, that's how we facilitate as well. Well, I think we're pretty magnificent. And also we're pretty direct. We go to the point and to help create more clarity in whatever is asking to have more clarity.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we operate.
Yeah. So thank you. And today's topic is fabulous. We're really targeted at the healers. Like everyone on the planet is a healer. So healers, mastery in business. And we wanted to bring this topic because Katie and I have worked with hundreds of people. Majority of those are healers. Now, a healer can be a clinician. It can be a doctor. It can be really a CEO, even of a money company. Like we have different levels of how we heal, just how we show up actually heals people. So we want to bring this topic forward because we see it as like a wobble in a lot of healers' worlds when they're really bringing their business to the next level, and that business is incorporated into their dreams. You know, healers will typically have a big vision of wanting to help more and more people. And with that journey, healers can get stuck in their own healing journey and almost spiral down instead of we want the trajectory to kind of bring up and really expansive. So, Katie, do you want to add to that right now?
Yeah, I feel like the definition of healer can vary too. You know, if you facilitate some kind of transformation, ultimately, we would consider that almost like a healer. And really what this pod episode is about, it's more about like how you master the healer's mastery in business and how do you stand in your mastery as a facilitator or as a healer or as a coach. Whatever you kind of call yourself. I find that this is also like, it sort of could be, mastery could also be replaced with almost like your confidence, your expertise. And there are so many levels to this. So it's like, if you feel like you've mastered one area, just wait, there'll be another to master. So if you say like, yeah, I'm a healer and I've mastered my clinical, I feel pretty confident in my clinical setting. Well, you may have mastered that. However, there'll probably be another level of mastery as you actually stand out. And are you willing to claim like being the greatest expert in X? You know, are you willing to claim that you facilitate in a way that nobody else does? Are you willing to claim, you know, and you don't have to make these like crazy claims if you don't feel like you're embodied in them. But what is your mastery? What is your facilitation process? Because just because you went to school and got a degree and you're a physician, it doesn't mean you're the same as every other physician out there. So what is your mastery? I do find in business, this is an evolution. It's like 5 years into business, you may be mastering sort of the basics. And then beyond that, you're mastering more of the advanced techniques. And that can be in the healing journey, right? Your own journey of how you treat people and how you transform people's lives. But at the same time, there's going to be places where you're going to get stopped up and you almost have to stand out into that next level and go, can I claim this in my own mastery? Like, do I feel like I can claim this space of me? It's not even a claim that I'm the best or I'm the greatest healer in the world or whatever. It's just what you bring to the table and how you master that yourself.
Yeah, I love this because it is. It's kind of a reclamation of, just like you said, I'm a doctor and I'm a lot different than most doctors. And most of the doctors that I went to school with, they have an element about them that makes them very different from any other naturopathic doctor or any other acupuncturist. And I think when we can really claim that, I know we've already done an episode of competition and comparison, it really allows you to step, almost sidestep all of that, because you're really more grounded in what you are bringing and what is your contribution. And again, it's okay to say, like, often people can be very humble, and that's fabulous. And also to say, this is my mastery. This is how people receive transformation when they step into my world. And when you have an energy like that, it just shifts the table so that more and more people come to you. They're like, especially in the social media world, Katie and I always talk about this. We're like, it can get loud and be like, well, my work is kind of like that person's work. So I might, like, how do I claim it if it's the same thing, or what makes it special? And it's really never, it like cannot even be the same thing, even if you are trained in the same modality, because you are you and they are them.
Yeah, it's sort of like an individualization, right, of your own work. And when you can step into your own work and the work tends to evolve, it's like your work may be different than it was 5 years ago because there's an evolution on your work. You may be adding methodologies or modalities that you learn and you grow and you change and you transform your level of work. But somewhat the mastery, the healer's mastery, is to step into their own work. And I feel like now in 2024 and beyond, there's these avenues where you can get your work out there through books, through speaking events, through podcasts. You could be a world-renowned physician and people fly all over the world to see you. And you may not want totally that. I'm not saying like everybody wants this mastery journey that they become this like top blah, blah, blah. But even if you have a background in energy medicine, but you're also a hypnotherapist, like you can actually combine the methodologies into your own work and what you bring to the table for the clients that you've had. It's almost like there's a, not like a need, but there's different avenues than there used to be to get your work out there and how to get your voice out there. And somewhat it's mastering your own inner, even we could say imposter syndrome, sabotage patterns, or quote unquote beliefs, that are you able to stand in your mastery and go like, this is what I do. And this is how I help to transform people's lives.
When you're talking, Katie, it's also like this, it's a bit of an exploration. Just like you said, if you're trained in something, for instance, this coming through in my world, even just with, I'm trained in pelvic floor work and I have done it in person. And then I also do it energetically online, and I've integrated the meridians into it. And so now it's like blooming and blossoming into something that I'm like, wow, this is mine. Not that it has to be mine, but I'm like, wow, this is really its own flair. And no one can really do that exact way. Then you could even make it into certifications and all that kind of stuff down the right road. But there's almost this playfulness that wants to come in to all of the healers and the masters, because what if you could experiment and explore a little bit more to just get that knowing and understanding of what and who you are, right? This topic goes into mastery, but it's like, really, who are you and what do you have to bring to the planet? Once you kind of get the gift that you are just by being you, then you can start to embody that mastery. And the mastery is like its own consciousness. It's going to grow. I know, Katie, we're learning all the time. We're taking stuff. We're learning. Sometimes it might be just business focus. Other times it might be, oh, I'm going to check out that modality to see different things. There's this edge here in that exploration. And that edge is the healer can also, like, I guess I would say, like, the lower frequency sometimes, or the distraction, can be the healer that's chasing all these certifications or chasing all these things that actually distracts from who you are and what your mastery is. So that's very common. I mean, it's naturopaths, acupuncturists, yogas, all the things, like, oh, I better get that one, because if I get that one, it means something about me that then will do X, Y, and Z. Now, sometimes, sure, a certification can contribute, but we have to be, I think there is an awareness to start to expand into that you're not just chasing to fill, but you know, you purchase or you choose a certification from a place of already knowing your gift and mastery that you are.
Yeah. And especially if you have education levels where you've already, you know, have a regulated profession and you're going from a therapist to sort of like this therapist that does energy work or has specializations or something like that, right? Because you have a foundational level, and it can be almost a distraction mechanism, like you said, Andrea, where it's always like you're trying to fill the void of feeling like an imposter. If you're trying to fill the void of feeling like an imposter because you think you have to know everything to stand in your mastery, you're going to keep chasing that ultimately. That could never be filled by anything ultimately.
I would say it can be filled by you. Like, you are right.
If you acknowledge it, you're like, I'm acknowledging I'm chasing a void.
Exactly. That's what, when I hear clients or have had clients or past clients, and sure, like, I'm not saying don't do the certifications. Often that's the path. It's from this place of, well, am I proving something with it? Am I looking for approval? Am I doing it for something outside of really it being a contribution to me and my business? There's a few questions you can ask so that you have a deeper awareness around that.
Yeah. And this is also almost like what I would say when it comes to the healer's mastery. It's also sort of like the heroine's or hero's journey. This is the mastery that we're, quote unquote, well, I would say, here to master, right? If we're willing to take that journey. Now, it doesn't mean that this is true for everybody, but I always see, like, it almost like invokes that inner wisdom keeper. What have you brought to the table? What is your wisdom? What is your experience? How do you say something that's different than somebody else? Because the way that I teach and the way that Andrew teaches or facilitates or whatever we want to call it, it's very different. So you may be listening to this podcast and going like, oh my God, that really resonated with me. Because that's part of your journey, right? That's like invoking that inner wisdom keeper. And then you take that thing and then it's partially like something you've learned. It's like over experience and over time, this is where the evolution of the healer, like the master healer, starts to come into play, where we stand, never stop learning, obviously, right? We still like certifications. We still do them. Sometimes they're even fun to do. You meet new people in groups and stuff like that. But the truth is, what are you seeking that for? Are you seeking that for to add another tool into your tool belt because you're already standing in your mastery? Or are you seeking that for because you're trying to fill a void or prove that you have enough certifications to now finally be that master healer that you're wanting to be?
And from there, so even that, it's like, it feels so much more open if you can be in that place. I had somebody kind of say, like, the healer can fill themselves up so much that they're kind of a swamp. What is it to, because then you're like, and I have dear friends in this too. It's like, well, who am I and what's my knowing? It's like putting all these like stickers on. And then you're like, well, where did Andrea go? Where did Katie go? And it's like all these stickers, and we have a flair that we can add. And it's sort of like, I guess it's even just like when I take certifications now, I connect with my higher knowing. I'm like, does that serve me? Or is that truth? Yeah. You know, I think of like even going to medical school, like we learned so many things. And now I would do it differently. Like, I've said things to patients that I was like, oh no, I would never say that to them, because now I have a different knowing and understanding. So it's sort of like, again, we're not saying don't do the certifications, but how could you go in and begin to really understand this deeper level of you as you're doing it? And to question, not question as in, you know, like there's a question of like, you've had this probably, like, not like question like, well, I don't think you know what you're talking about, or like not going in like questioning the facilitator in that way, but I'm talking about a deeper inner questioning of, is it true for you? How can this fit into your flair of mastery and what you know as the being that you are?
Yeah, it's like contributing to your mastery ultimately. So is that, and that's sort of like what we want to differentiate a little bit. Is it contributing to your mastery because it's making a difference and it's making you think a different way? Or is it contributing to, I don't know enough, I'm not good enough, I can't stand in my mastery? And the other thing is too, is like, when you do this in your own work, it tends to ride into your business too as well. Because people tend to feel whether or not somebody, it's like an energetic forecast. It's an energetic field that you're like, wow, that person's really embodied in their work. Wow, that person has something that I need to facilitate in myself. Like that invocation. It's not even like the question, like they know their shit, right? Like they're so smart. Cause you can be like super, you could recite the damn medical journal and you're like not a very good clinician because you don't have any bedside manner, you know? So we want to say like that's part of it and that's how you can facilitate. And I'm not saying the person that knows can recite all the things is not, it has their own healer's journey too as well. But it's sort of about how we embody our own mastery and how we are able to write the book that we want to write, or we are able to talk about what we know as an expert, what we are facilitating. Like, I'm not going to talk about something that I don't know about, right? Like, I don't know. I'm not going to tell somebody how to write a contract as a lawyer because I'm not doing that. That's not part of my mastery. So we just want to bring this forward because we want you to start to think about that. Like, how am I standing in my mastery? How do I show up in that? And remember that it's not this one place where you're like, oh my God, I'm standing in my mastery. I'm so embodied in my work. And then it's just like done. You're going to still continue to be challenged.
It goes forever and ever in a good way. It's a good way, right?
Yes. And it's going to evolve.
Yeah. Because I'm just thinking, you know, it's sort of funny. Like Katie and I just did our websites and it's like already once it's done, I'm like changing. I'm like, wow, I already have like more awareness. It's sort of like
websites. Well, we just redid like, our websites again.
We just redid them in a good way. This is fabulous. I'm like, oh, funny. Of course, this next level is coming because it's sort of like a mark. And then it's always growing. And sometimes you need a certification. And sometimes that's an inner journey within yourself or your relationship is adding to that inner journey and mastery. And then it's like, that's why we're actually here also on this planet in these beautiful flesh bags that we have as bodies. And it's like the mastery never ends. Like we will continue if we're willing. I mean, I think it ends for some people that are willing to be on the hamster wheel and go home and have a beer and wake up and have something to keep them up. And then they're like that hamster, you know, that's Groundhog's Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Living in the void. So for some people that works, but most people that are going to listen to this Dreams to Dollars podcast is like more, more, more. I'll have that. And I will have my dreams become actualized and that type of thing. So it's funny because it really, as cliche as it really is a journey. You know, here we are, Katie, and you're not 40 yet, right?
No, I'm 39.
39.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you just said 40. I was like, I know you're not 49. So it's like the beginning of the 40s. And it's like, to me, it's like, it just gets more and more exciting. It just gets more and more exciting because I think when you enter into that knowing of your mastery and know, and also the vulnerability that it's going to change by even just starting to claim your mastery, that repertoire is going to grow and grow and grow because you're always asking questions and you're being a contribution and you're learning, whether it's CEs or different programs or, you know, Katie, like I said, we're always learning, whether it's Katie's learning Facebook ads right now. Okay. You know, like sometimes we learn business and other times we learn the different skills, right? It's like, it's always this
relearning,
relearning.
I said relearning, yeah. Right? So, and that's the truth though. You like relearn, like you have a mastery in something and then you excel on that mastery, but you're not learning it, right? Or I'm not learning something, and not that I never did this, right? Because even when I was early on in my practice, and if you're early on in your business, you may be like, damn, this isn't going to hit me till 5 more years and then I'll get it. Early on, yeah. You're seeking the things to make you more confident, and you're seeking the feeling of seeing somebody heal in front of you. But if you've already done that and you've transcended that and you've seen thousands of people walk through your door or virtually your virtual door, or do your programs or whatever it is, buy your product, they've seen transformation. That's another level of mastery. We're talking about like the evolution of it is not a static thing. It's not like all of a sudden we get this like certificate and then we're like the master healer of myself.
And I would even say like, you'll get bored. So like Katie and I was like, I'm bored of this thing. And it was like, oh, I was like, oh, it's time to grow. Whenever you get bored or you're like, okay, that's fun. But now what else? then it's like, that's an exciting, like, when you first start your business, you're like, fuck, 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 oh my God. You know, like, you're just sort of like, you know, well, that's how I was.
Like, that's not totally like how I was. Like,
like, you, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. It is funny, like, though, isn't it? It's interesting, like the evolution of like the journey of the healer and the entrepreneur. And if you chose both, right, you're actually going to evolve in both ways. Like your healer's journey is going to be probably a little bit different than your entrepreneurial journey. And I think they're going to kind of interweave with each other too, as well as you stand more into your boldness. I remember when I first started, I wasn't like, fuck, fuck, but I was like, what am I doing? Like, am I even like confident enough? And I mean, I studied all through school. Like I knew my stuff, like I wanted to come out confident, but still like, you don't know that first time that you have that person in front of you and you're facilitating something for them. It's a journey. And that's why you hire mentors and, you know, you do things with other people so you can learn and you can grow and you can have the wisdom invoked in you from others too, as well. But your own journey is going to be very different than everybody else's. And it's going to be
everyone's. Like, yeah, like Katie's is different. Like I did residency, I did urgent care. So I had seen thousands of people. But then it was like, oh, now this is on my, like, then I was pregnant and I started my clinic. And I was like, okay, by the time I have this kid, the second kid, it's got to be generating money. So it was like, it was more just like hitting the ground, running and just being like, okay.
Here we go. I didn't have a child when I first started. So maybe that's why I was like, well, it's just me. I guess I can I can support myself.
Like, I had two. There's like different. Pregnant with my second. I had left I was leaving the six-figure corporation, you know, world of as an urgent care doc. And I just knew that this was my next step. And I also knew and I had a faith that it would succeed. I also had that. So like there were moments of fuck, fuck, fuck. And I'm just like one day at a time. I was like, just like what we've talked about, even here where we are, sometimes it's just one day at a time and we have this big vision and one day at a time, just like take a step to it. And even in that, like where Katie and I are, there's days where you're like, what is happening?
Yeah. I don't think that ever goes away at any level. Some days you're going to have good days and sometimes you're going to have bad days. The one thing I will say too, and in my experience, like the healer's mastery, going back to it, it's like, it is consistency and it is a day at a time. And even if you get bored of it, it's like it can show you something, but then also it's part of the mastery. Like part of the sort of like quest of it can be like methodical, structured way of doing things, like mastering your skill sets, treating a person in a different body, like over and over and over and over and over and over. And then you create mastery in that skill set and then know that you're a fertility expert or you're an expert in business because you've been in business and you've done years in it. And then you're helping people in their businesses. And then you do that over and over and over and over. That's part of the mastery. I think, to be honest, and you might not agree with me, but I think it takes about a decade.
Nope. Let's see. Right? Let's see.
Like, you're going to say less, but I think it really takes about a decade to master things, like to really bring mastery to your skill set. And you can do it a little bit faster because you can be like, I'm going to master this and this. And then you're like, you know, if you're just mastering your healer's journey and you're an entrepreneur and you're not taking any business stuff, you're probably going to be like, oh crap, I wish I did that earlier.
Katie and I talk most days. So if we have a podcast, but we text most days and we talk about our family and business and what our monthly goal targets are and all that kind of stuff. So it's, I would agree. I think that's, there's something out there. It's like 10 years really allowed. Now, I also look at that, like for me, I was in medical school for 6 years. So I really mastered a lot of things in that 6 years in working within other companies. I was always like digesting how they were running their business. What would I do different? I was kind of interested in the business aspect as well. So 10 years is typically that place where it's like, you are a master. And like Katie said, you add healer in there into the entrepreneur. And it's like, it's not that in 20 years, it's like they can all be together or it's separate. And it looks different for every single person. Because even as I came out and now as a mother, and as I, when I was in Mexico, there's a lot of different levels of healing that I had to do for myself that then allowed me to really step into that mastery that I was already, like my own inner mastery healing contributed. It's like it contributed back to into my business. So that's like, you could say it's two different journeys, but they're so enmeshed and mixed together. Because if you're an entrepreneur, you're like automatic and interested in, I guess not all entrepreneurs, but if you're a spiritual entrepreneur and believe in that inner work as well, it kind of just all goes together. And it looks different for every single person, which again, brings us back to that comparison and competition, because if I'm looking over at Jill and I'm judging myself for wherever Jill is and I'm not where Jill is yet, well, then I just discount all the mastery that I've already done on myself, you know, right?
And yeah, and on your own journey, just notice where you are. Are you mastering, right? We can put any word. Are you improving? Are you growing? Are you allowing yourself to evolve in that journey? And then are you allowing yourself to sort of stand in that space and be like, I know enough right now to be able to do this. I know enough right now to be able to do that. It doesn't mean you're going to stop learning and growing. But if we're always seeking something outside of ourselves to make us enough as a healer, as an entrepreneur, it's going to get kind of sticky. So we just wanted to bring this forward and have this conversation because I think it's important for, it's almost like a period of reflection for you. And so wherever you are in that journey, we invite you to reflect on that and go like, huh, yeah, I am mastering. I do feel like I know enough. I do feel like I'm still growing, but like, where are you in that journey? So,
yeah. And I just want to add one more thing, because acknowledge it. Every single one of you, acknowledge the work, the magnificence that's gotten you to where you are now. Because like, recognize it and acknowledge, because I can't tell you how many clients I have that forget to acknowledge everything that they had done to get them to the place that they are now. And when you start to do that, the magic opens up, because when you acknowledge everything that you have done to even get to today, right now, wherever you are listening, that's going to create so much more momentum. It's when we don't acknowledge it that we kind of get stuck in a loop of having to repeat. And it's like, oh, I can acknowledge all the work I did to get here. And now I'm ready to move forward. I know you are all on your own journey. And Katie and I were sending you all the cheers and congratulations, and knowing that the mastery never ends, and how much fun can we have, and how does it get better than that? That we're all working on this. We're all contributing and asking questions and growing in our own beautiful ways. So we're sending you guys all the love, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Dreams to Dollars podcast. If you vibe with our content and want to find out how to work with us, check out our show notes for the links.